We are up to Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Mem Beis 542. The first of two. Today's Isser is Beged Ish, the Isser of women to dress as a man. Beged Ish. So the Torah starts off by saying, Lo yechli gever al isha, vo yolbash gever simlas isha. Two separate isurim. A woman shouldn't have a man's clothing on. A man shouldn't have women's clothing on. Ki to'avas Hashem Elokecha kalose eila. Anyone who does this is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kalose eila. We mentioned in the past that many averis, 8 or 9 averis, are called to'eva in the Torah, but each time one has to notice what is being described as to'eva, as an abomination. Is it the act? Is it the item? Like Avodah Zarah is called to'eva. Here it is the people themselves. Kol osei eila, to'avas Hashem kol osei eila. Twice in the Torah is referring to the people who do not act honestly in weights and measures. They are called to'eva. And here's the other one: to'avas Hashem lekecha kol osei eila. Anyone who does these types of activities. Again, this is a very, very large topic. We'll touch on a couple of the points that are related. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo yilbashu hanashim al bushei hanashim. Today we're going to focus on Beged Ish, and that is the Isser for a woman to wear men's clothing and be involved in men's activities, as we'll see. Shelo yilbashu hanashim al bushei hanashim. The women should not wear clothing of men. That is clearly clothing of men. V'lo yizdainu b'ziyunam, and they should not bear their weapons either. V'alzeh nemar, lo yiyah kli gever al isha. What does the uncle say? Right here, what is kli gever? Lo yeh tikun zin digvar al itse. Weapons, that is considered by the Torah a male's item. Umin hadomek ki bebrei kein pirish akazah b'klei zayin. The reason, says the chinuch, that the uncle says it's not just talking about clothing. Why did they just say clothing? Why does the uncle say he's talking about weapons? Lefi shehema kelev hamyuchadim legamri la'anashim. Because these are items that are totally la'anashim. She'ein derech isha ba'olam la'teis b'klei zayin. Because they're not the derech of any woman to go out to war. And we know this from even a Rashi, a story in Tanakh. Rashi quotes in Nazir, on Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, we know the story of Yael, Eshes Chever Akeni. She invited Sisera into her tent, she was able to get him to sleep in various ways, and then she killed him. With what? She killed him with the yesod, the peg of the tent. Why didn't she use a weapon? So Chazal say, because she knew this halacha, Zeshe matzinu biyael eshes chever akeni, shel haragto lesisra beklei zayin, ela kamoshe neamar, yada la yase tishlachna. She took the peg. That's what Rashi says there in Nazir, on Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph. If you look in the Gilyon HaShashim, Kiva Eger, on that Rashi, he says, look in our uncleus. Look at our uncleus, right? That's exactly what is emphasized in terms of weapon. This obviously connects to the issue of women going to the army in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not going to get into that right now. We'll see at the end if there's any more time. But says the Chinuch, continuing, Aval hu adin sha'asr lahem midah oraisa latzeis b'malbushim. It's also hu adin, the same idea, not just by weapons, which is what Uncle has said, but clothing. Asr lo raisa, to go out in clothing, shederech ha'anashim, boso ha'makom l'shtamesh bahem. That it's the way of men to wear it, kagon, shetasim b'rosha mitznefes oshar kelim ha'miyuchadim la'ish. Anything that is miyuchad for a man, that is asr, included in the isr of beged ish. So it has weapons and clothing. There is a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, right here on our pasuk, which includes something fascinating. He says, again, we have to realize this was written many, many hundreds and more than 1,000 years ago, right? In Bizman Atanoim, Lo yehe gulyan de tzitzis utfilin tehinun tikune gvar al ita. Tzitzis and tefillin. If a woman wears tefillin and tzitzis bizman hazeh, says Rabbi Yosef ben Uziel, they violate the Isser of Beged Ish. Because originally, let's say for thousands of years, women did not wear, except maybe Yechidei Skula, all these different legends about different people. The Gemara talks about a certain Michal that wore, Michal Bashol, Tosas and Erevin discusses it, but either way, in general, the populace did not wear. And if they did not wear, so then Memela, it has achieved the status over the past thousands of years of Beged Ish. Men wear because they have to, right? And this is what's included in this in this halacha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says it befavors. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Lamed Ches in Hilchas Tefillin that women should not wear. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Nashim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim are pater from tefillin because it's a zman grama. And then the Rama adds that if they want to, they should not wear. And the poskim assume that there's no machlokas here. The Shulchan Aruch also would agree to what the Rama says they shouldn't. Meaning, even though normally when a woman wants to do a mitzvah zaseh shazman grama, there is no problem, and we encourage them to do mitzvos and sit in the sukkah and shake a lulav and hear shofar, and according to Ashkenazic custom, they can even make a bracha on those mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. But when it comes to tefillin and tzitzis, no. Specifically tefillin, as we're going to discuss right here. Number one, because of this target Yonos of Menuziel. It's Beged Ish. But there are other reasons as well. The post can point out that tefillin, there's a risk factor. There's a downside. What's the downside? We men used to wear tefillin all day, as we know. Why don't we anymore? Because we need a gufnaki. We need a clean body. We need a clean mind. And we know we're not on that level. We are not and this was already thousands of years ago. They said we need a gufnaki, and over the years, we have gotten lower and lower and less, and we are not in the state of gufnaki and moachnaki. So that's why we wear it for the minimum amount of time. So we wear it for shachris. Men don't have a choice. Men have a chiyuv to a tefillin every day. So we wear tefillin every day. We're wrapping the Dvar Hashem. We're wrapping klaf on our bodies. It's very risky. So if somebody has any type of reason that they don't have to, halacha says that they shouldn't, because there's a risk factor. Men don't have a choice, but we've still lowered the standard. We've minimized what we do, dafka during davening. There is a mystery why we don't wear it during mincha. We have to have a clean mind by mincha. Okay, but the minhag is not to put on by mincha. But that's the Shulchan Aruch clearly, and the Rama, that they shouldn't wear. But one of the reasons is, besides the reason of gufnaki, for example, that reason doesn't apply to tefillin, to tzitzis, but the other reason is Beged Ish, as the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says right here. Ramosha Feinstein also discusses this as well in a landmark tshuva from 1976. If you look in Arachayim, Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem Tes, where he has a tshuva written to Rabbi Kellermer, who was in Boston then, and now he's the rabbi in the Young Israel of West Hempstead. So it's written to Rabbi Kellermer in Yudches Elul Tavshin Lamed Vav, Be'inyan HaTnua HaChadasha Shel Nashim HaSha'ananos VaHaChashuvos. This is the feminism tshuva, where he talks about various issues of women trying to do things that are not traditional. And he says, goes through various details, which we're not going to go into now, but he says, the nature of men and women don't change. The Torah, you know, certain activities might change, but the mahus of a man and a woman, the fact that a woman is an akeres habayis, even if women are out in the workforce today, but the fact that she's an akeres habayis, and she creates the environment of the home, that does not change, even if they're the main breadwinners in the house. Ki stam nashim ba'olam einam ashiros va'aleam mutal gidul hayaladim v'hayaladoz shehi malacha hayo. The most important job a woman or a man can have in their life is to take care of their children. Every type of creature, not just human beings, all animals. 99% of the time, once in a while you have a male animal that takes care, but most of 90% of the time, the females. The af es min adam lahotzi et min haklal hazeh. Shagam teva hanoshim misugal yosel legidul abanim. Generally, women are more patient and they're more loving and they're more giving than the fathers are. Shemitzadzeh. That's why they have. That's one of the reasons why they have kulas in terms of other religious requirements. Hekelalayim shalachayva belimud haTorah in every free second of their life. If a woman has a mitzvah to learn every free second of her life, then who's going to take care of the kids? And who's gonna stay home when they have to go to shul? So that's one of the reasons that Peturas are mitzvah zeis man grama and lo toel shum milchama ki ein shum koach l'shanos avilu beheskim kol olam kulu shum davar. And then towards the end of that paragraph, Ramosha relates to this targum yonasan ben uziel, and that's why he says tzitzis and tefillin are included. And just because a woman feels that she wants to break the tradition, but that is not what the tradition has been for the past thousands of years. Even if they have a desire, you know, we have enough mitzvos that we have to focus on to do. Avo pashud shu rak b'chashka nafshal akayim mitzvos af kishalonit stafsa avo mikivan in our world. This behavior is associated with untraditional strands of Judaism, says Rav Moshe, she'ena l'kavanazu ela mitzad tur'amusa al Hashem Yisbarach, v'yal Torah, so ein z'maisa mitzvah klal, ela adra b'maisa iser, shoha iser d'kfira, shechosheves t'shayach she'ez achiluf b'dinei Torah, he osis gam b'maisa shehichmir. Rav Moshe says, it is inappropriate, a lot of it comes to the feeling of equality between men and women. He writes, l'nin ha'kedusha shavos la'anashim, regarding kedushas Yisrael, men and women are equal. There's a different level of chiyuv mitzvos. But other than that, says Rav Moshe, we should do what we are commanded to do, and if there's no risk factor, or it's not untraditional to do the voluntary mitzvahs as well. But if there's any risk factor or downside, we have to stay away. Good, weiter, continuing. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the Shorish behind this mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes two reasons here, two ideas. Number one, Laharchik Me'umaseinu HaKadosha Devar Erva. Number one, if men and women start switching clothing and looking like each other, so then it's going to lead to issues of arayos. V'chol inyan v'chol tzachia hakishalon ba'oso davar matsui b'tocho. Something that we have to be very careful of. And as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Elokeinu soni zimahu. Hashem hates all averis, but he specifically hates illicit relationships. Klomar, shela ahava tenu, because he loves us. Here, chikanu menazima, he gave us many laws to prevent us from coming close to the terrible issues of Gili Arayis, which Rachman al-Assan is such a problem anyway. But all the halachas are meant to help us. The Isra of Yichud and Egiya and Beged Ish, all of the halachos. V'yikach leva adamu madicha mi derech tovo machshava ritzui l'derech ra. Well, if we don't follow these halachas, then we're going to go down the evil path. The ain safek ki im yiu malbushe ha'anashim v'anashim shavim. If our clothing was equal and we could just mix and match, yis arvu elu im elu tamidu malah aret zima. Number one, it could relate to an iser, it's a geder of arayos. Number two, he says, v'od amru b'tam mitzvazu, shila harchi kol inyan avodah zarah, shedakaj lo devodah zarah hayibakach, all devodah zarah had similar clothing, dress for men and women, and therefore that is also included. These are the two ta'amim, says the chinuch, that I found in the Rambam. Very unusual. You think he's quoting the Mar Nevuchim here. He's not. He's quoting the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos quotes these two ideas. Mitzvah Lametes and Mitzvah Mem. Losa says, that's the Isser of Beged Ish and Beged Isha. The Rambam says, Pe'amim te'aseh, why is it done? La'orer ha'teva lezima. K'moshu mufursam eitzel hazonim. Part 1. U'pa'amim ye'aseh leminim me'avodas avodazara. Those are the two points that he quotes. Gznus and avodazara. Those are the two in the Rambam. There's a third idea that Chaim Shmulevitz notes. Chaim Shmulevitz says, one of the messages is that every person in life have to realize that they have their own mission. Right? Every person could make it into the Kodesh Kadashim. Every person could be the Kohen Gadol. And you could have the same act that for one person is Kodesh Kadashim and the other person is a Toeva. Everybody has to realize that they have their own life's mission. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, sometimes we look at our friend and we see they have a certain talent that we don't have. They have a creative genius. They have a tremendous memory or understanding, whatever it is. And we look at them and sometimes we're jealous. We're not jealous because we want to learn more Torah. That's good. Kinaso from Tarba Chachma. But we just tell them, I wish I was as smart as them. I wish I was as fast as them. I wish I was this. But we have to realize, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us certain talents, then our tafkid is not meant to be with those other talents that we don't have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the talents that we need to fulfill our mission. And if we have a talent that we don't use it, then we might be losing out and not fulfilling our mission. But if it's a talent that we don't have, we should realize that my mission is not to use that talent in life. So that's also part of the Beged Ish Beged Isha. Men and women, there are specific tachlitim that each of us have to have. Good, dini ha-mitzvah katsarim, upshad ha-ksuvim heim nechlalim. The halachas of the mitzvah are short. Not so short, there are other halachas that we have to mention. Let's start with the tour. Very important tour, and Bach, and other mefarshim. If you look in the tour, it's in Kuf Pei Beis. That's where these halachas are discussed in Yeridea. The Shulchan Aruch, the tour just quotes the halacha. Lo tilbash isha begadim hamiyuchadim la'ish lefi minag hamakom. V'lo tekalech isha ke'ish. We will talk about that also b'shem next time. Lo yibash ish bigde isha. So, it just says the Isser. The Bach says, interestingly, there are no limitations given in the tour. But I think there is a major limitation. And this is a huge chiddush of the Bach, but it's based on the Psukim. Let's go back to the Psukim for a minute. What is the reason given in the Torah for Beged Ish and Beged Isha? Ki so avas Hashem Elokecha lo'aseh ila. It's disgusting. What if a person is wearing beged ish not for a reason, to be appear lehitra ot, to appear like a man? No, maybe there's a different reason. What if a woman's doing it just because what the activity that she's involved in requires these types of clothing, but she's not doing it to be like a man? Or Purim, right? A man puts on a woman's clothing or vice versa, just to have a joke, but everybody knows it's not for Gilui Arayos. Is there an ingredient in this Isser, the Kavana? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, quoting the Chazal, Lo Asra Torah Elo Levush Hamevi Lidei Toeva. Only the clothing that leaves the Toeva. And he says, She Yitehe Lo Yikli Gever Al Isha Shetei Dome La Ish Kedei Shetelich Bein Ho'an Hashim She'enzu El Hashem Niyuf. Right, you can't do it to be like the men. So says the Bach, that's part of the Isser. If I'm doing it for some other reason, it's not Asra Daraisa. Again, in terms of this, if it's not tznius, then they have other problems. But he says, "Ha'echad she'ein isra afilu b'davar shu'noi v'kishut ella im kein or isha loveshes bigde ish lehistamos leish v'isha lovesh bigde isha lehistamos leisha aval im lovshon kedei lahagin mebnei achama imos achama imos akshamim." Let's say a woman puts on a man's coat or something of the nature to keep warm, not because they want to be like a man. Ein sham iser, says the Bach, there is no iser in that regard. So that is the Bach. The Torah didn't say it, but that is the Bach. So what do we hold? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, now we got to keep going. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote any limitations. Shulchan Aruch just says it's usur for a man to wear the women's clothing and vice versa. The Shach quotes the Bach and says, Ein dvarav mukhrachin. You're right, it says Toeva, but that might be the Tama Mitzvah. But once the Isser exists, it doesn't matter what your Kavanas are. But, says the Bach, the Ein Dvar Mechrachin, we call Makom Nira, but I'll agree, Nira Dino Dafka B'Tikune Isha. Avalom Lovish Mamash Big De Isha, Sheino Nikar Shuish, Vechenifka B'Cholinin Aser. Even the Bach would agree, if it's Mamish, makes you look like a man. Not just like you're wearing a man's clothing, you still say, tell she's a woman. If your mom's look like a man, then even the Bach, says the Shach, would agree that it is a problem. But again, this is a major machlokas aposkim. Are there any kulas in a case like Purim? Let's talk about Purim for a minute. Is a man or a woman allowed to cross gender for a Purim, for Purim shtick? Is that okay? So the Ramah quotes two opinions. The Ramah quotes in Tafresh Sadivav, Mashenagu Lobosh Partsufim Bepurim, Vigever Lovesh Simlas Isha, Viisha Klegever, First Daya Ein Isser Bedavar. Not Usser, like the Bach says. Me'achar Shein Machavnim El Simcha Baalma. The Kavan is just L'Shem Simcha. V'chein B'Levisha's Kilayim D'Rabbanon. Wow. Even wearing Kilayim D'Rabbanon, because part of it is Hana'as Levisha. And here you're just doing it L'Shem a purpose. The Yesh Omrim D'Usser. The Bach says, the Ramah says, but some people say it's Usser even on Purim. Avala Minok is Svar HaRishona. The Minok is like the Svar HaRishona to allow it. But again, it all has to be, obviously, in a tznius context. The only discussion that the Bach is having, to reiterate, and the Ramah, is just per se beged ish, beged isha. But if there is something not tznius about it, so then it gets to something deeper, right? And that is two other points to mention. And that is, number one, the issue of pants. The issue of pants for a woman, that is a big discussion in the postgame. Is that beged ish? Are pants beged ish? So there are some poskim that say yes. The Minchas Yitzchak Dayan White says yes. It is Usser Doraisa, Isser Gomor, and therefore even in the house, forget being outside, even in the house, girl wear a woman wearing sweatpants. Or the Minchas Yitzchak would say, "Bikamakom Overes Al Isser Lo Yil Gli Gever Afshein Roe Yesh Isser Raya Meisha Maver Sami Beis Hashecha Beis Erva." Like a man, we'll call it, as I'm talking about tomorrow, shaving parts of his body that nobody sees, that it's still usher for a man to do that because it's included, and that the Tzitz Eliezer also is machmir in this regard, holding this, he calls this a novel bershus HaTorah. People try to be mako regarding it. He said, Pisak raglayim ubahavlatas machtav mivne gufam miyutar ladun b'dar asur b'chinas lo yilbash. Forget lo yilbash, he says, there are more serious issues, but he says it is lo yilbash. So that are a minority of poskim say it's a lo yilbash simlas. It's beged-ish. Rova poskim assume that bisman hazeh, where you have pants that are specifically made for women, they're made for women. If you have a type of pants that's made for a man and woman's wearing it, yes, that will be included in beged-ish. But if you have pants specifically made for women, it's hard to say that that is beged-ish. But the poskim still say that it's usur, and it shouldn't be done. Either because if they're the type of pants that one could see the leg, you could see the outline of the leg, so that's usur, because the outline of the leg is not allowed to be seen, right? Everybody agrees that shok is at least the upper part of the leg, including the knee. Under the knee, that's a machlokas, the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. But above the knee and above, for sure, one is not allowed. So that's number one. Number two, the other issue is that it has become, and this is discussed by the Hatznei Leches, Rav Gelinson, and others, that it has become an identity. And again, and this is what most poskim say, and that is, it's not Begadish, but first and foremost, you have a Tznius issue. You have a tznius issue. And number two, it's identified with a certain group. And it's an interesting dimyon that the Hatznei Leches has. It's similar to a yarmulke for a boy. Again, in a certain regard. There's a certain, is a yarmulke a hardcore chiyuv? Bismanazet, it has taken upon itself, you know, more than the original. That minhag has now, you define it. If a person's not wearing a yarmulke, that defines him in a certain way. So in many circles, if a woman is wearing pants, that's defines in a certain way with a certain group. And if she does not wear pants, then it defines her in a different group. Again, obviously, everything has to be tsanua, and we're not saying that the pants are more tsnius than other types of skirts. That's 100% true, but they're both wrong, right? One has to dress tsniusly in either case. But in terms of beged-ish, again, Rove Poskim assumed that it would not be beged-ish, either because there's a difference between men and women's pants. Number two, the women aren't doing it l'shem to look like the men. Like we said, that Bach, there are various reasons. But Lamaisa, general traditional poskim have said that it should not be done in any case. At what age does the Isser of start? Begadish, just to finish off with this. What age does it start? So Moshe Feinstein writes in Arachai, in Evan Ezer, Chelak Dalid, Simin Samach Beis, Oz Dalid. Basically, when people and children and parents start being makpid to dress a boy like a boy and a girl like a girl. He says, you're right, at 2 years old, they also dress in pink and blue. But that's just because of the minhag. That's not because of any kpeda. But when parents, and even before children realize, when they start, being makpid about dressing, it could be even before bar and bat mitzvah. So that's when Ramosha says, he doesn't give a specific age, then one should start being makpid. For sure, once the child realizes the difference in dress and the difference in structure of the boy and the girl bodies, that's for sure these halachos kick in. The chinuch ends off by saying, this isra applies b'chol makom b'chol zman b'nikevos. This is the only, maybe, one of the only, if not the only mitzvah that only applies to women. Only applies to women. Beged ish. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll get into the other mitzvah that goes with it, and that is the isra on men of Beged Isha.